Welcome to Marvel Champions Podcast, a podcast about Marvel Champions the Card Game. I'm your host, Scott, and with me as always, my co-host, Ryan.
Hello, sir. Are you ready for some discussion about the obligations?
Yes, I am. We've got a treat. We've got some siblings in this one.
Ooh.
We've got a red room in this one.
Okay, developing pictures, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is one the obligation is open the camera too early and expose your film.
Yeah. Now, you and me went to the same high school. Did they have the dark room in the art room when you were there?
I don't know. I mean, I took art like a couple times, but I don't remember a dark room or a red room.
Maybe they created it later on, but it had like the little swivel thing and went in there and the red light was on and you developed the pictures and it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Though I didn't see any like ghosts when I like developed the pictures, you know, because I feel like that's a common horror movie.
The ghost face just like appears on the picture.
Yeah, and you're like, you're looking at it real close and then it like winks at you.
Mmm. No, cannot say I enjoyed that during art class.
No. But one of the obligations that we're going to talk about kind of dips into that, but we won't talk about it yet.
All right. So, Ryan, who are we going to kick off with this obligation frustration tonight?
So, last time we ended with the little Ant-Man.
That's right. He had to pick up his kid.
Now we've got his partner in crime, or partner in heroism, Wasp, in the Red Dreams. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting art. She's just like having a bad dream.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really... I guess I don't know this version of Wasp as much, because this isn't the Janet Van Dyne. This is the...
Nadia.
Yep. So I don't know her origins, but from the player cards, I've realized it's Red Room type stuff. So here we go. So Red Dreams, obligation to boost. You may flip to alter ego, choose either exhaust Nadia and remove Red Dreams from the game, or you can discard each card with a printed mental resource from your hand and take one damage. Discard this obligation.
How bad is that, Ryan? Mental resources.
It can be pretty bad for her because she likes mental resources. Her her alter ego ability is one of the better tutoring abilities. Meaning like pulling cards from your discard and whatnot.
Does she shuffle back in, or does she get a card? I can't remember.
I believe she shuffles it back in.
Shuffle up to two cards with a printed mental resource from your discard pile into your deck. Yep.
Booyah.
So you may or may not have too many. It does look like a majority of her player cards.
Yeah. And I've seen people build decks around that a little bit, trying to get more and more tutoring, getting the cards you want constantly and whatnot.
Sure. There's that benefit there. The good cards you want to put back into your deck.
Yep. So it's a very hit or miss. And that's why they added the take one damage.
Now, let's talk about that. Do you think that the one damage is like worth anything? It's just one damage.
I think it's tacked on just to like try to counterbalance the hit or miss of that. But it's very tacked on.
So it's always going to at least hit one. Cause I was thinking like the other option you have is like deal one for each mental, but you're right. It could just completely whiff.
Yeah. And just to make sure, it's saying not only do you discard the mental resources from your hand, but you're taking a damage for each mental resource. Is that the way you're interpreting it?
No, I'm interpreting it as you discard and then just take one damage. If you were going to take one for each, I think it would have the word each. it would say something to the effect of take one damage for each mental resource discarded that way or something to that effect. I think it's just a flat one.
Okay. That's the way I initially took it, was you're just taking a damage rather than every mental resource, you're taking a damage and discarding it.
Now, and I think that's the whiff proofing that they built into it. If you did whiff, you would at least still have some negative consequence.
Yeah, yeah. So I've had this hit before and it has stunk, so it can be pretty nasty. But it is one that you get it, you look at your hand and say, okay, I'll just take the damage, or I'll just discard this card.
Right. I mean, I guess you do make that. You look at your hand, and if it's full, then you don't do it, right? And if you have no correct mental, you just take the one damage and be done.
Yeah, yeah. You can, if it means, like, destroying your turn, you can lose a card or two and take a damage. That's not that big of a deal. Especially right. Since if you have her wings out, I think her wings can prevent that damage.
All right, Ryan, I gotta find out now. Hold on.
I can't remember if it's on an attack or if it's just a
when
prevent.
You can take any amount of damage. If booyah. You are in tiny form, exhaust biosynthetic wings prevent one of that damage.
There you go.
So that's one of those nice ones where it doesn't say from an attack. It's just straight damage.
Yes, yes, I do like that.
Nice. All right, so what are you going to rate it? 1 through 5. 3 being the middle of the road.
I think this one's really tough because it scales so... It's so inconsistent. So it could... If it hits, it could be a 4, I would say. I mean, worst case scenario, it could be a 5, because if you lose all your cards, that obviously is a turn killer.
Right.
So I think it can scale to 5, but it can also just be maybe a 2. So I'm going to go with a 3.
That is my thoughts exactly. Because it is so swingy, it can go anywhere from a 2 to a 4, and I'm just going to land in the middle and make it a 3. It has the potential to be really bad, or potential just to be a tiny little pest.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you like that? It's good.
Yeah, yeah. Overall, I think it's not too bad.
Not too bad. All right, Ryan, let's speed off here. Get on to our next obligation. This is probably one of my favorite heroes for a long time.
You did like him there a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's still pretty loved by the community overall.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good. He plays that very basic aspect of the game, very rudimentary with what you're wanting to do. You know, basic attacks, basic thwarts, and modifying those stats. But he's a lot of fun because you can do a lot of times.
Yeah,
so, and we are talking about Quicksilver. Sorry, right here.
Yes. No, I was going to say, we should probably mention his name, Quicksilver, Pietro. But I would love to play him with some side schemes. I haven't played him since side schemes have come out. And so I think he might be interesting with some.
Yeah. The one that you can gain the upgrades, be able to make
upgrades and support.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one, I can't ever remember it, the specialization one.
Yeah, his isn't it his suit that
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the player side scheme that gives you the option to go pick one of the four.
Oh, his upgrades. Yes. Yeah.
Well, there's that too, but I'm talking about the specific side scheme. The new one that has the four that you can choose from.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Specialization something or other.
It's not like specialized training, is it?
Yeah, it could be. But that's because you can do so much with those, because if you want to boost attack, you do that. If you want to boost thwart, you do that. There's one that if you defend, you get to draw a card. And with him being able to ready, you just do that. You defend every turn with him because he gets that per phase ready. So
Yeah, I think so these some of these side schemes really helps to set him up, and that's his big thing. Not to do a character review, but his big thing is getting set up as quick as possible, because when he's set up, you could do so much more. He's very vulnerable in that first part of the game.
Yeah, he can be slow to set up.
Exactly. Look at that, pun master.
All right, well, let's take a look at it. Because Pietro feels the need for speed. So need for speed is his obligation. Give to the Pietro Maxima player. You may flip to Aldrigo form. Choose. Exhaust Pietro. Remove need for speed from the game. Or you exhaust your identity. You cannot ready your identity until your next turn ends. Discard this obligation.
Oh,
yikes. Now, before we get into the meat of the card, I absolutely love the art on this card.
I was going to mention it too. I think the art is spot on.
It's hilarious. Him just having to like patiently wait on this old lady to like counter change at the checkout line.
I mean, she's hilarious. It looks like she may have some like cherry filling for some pie, and then it kind of looks like a soda. Like a big old thing of soda.
Like a little cola. Yeah, and then something.
And her money's orange. So,
it is, yeah,
and like maybe it's coupons.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Oh, she's a couponer. That's what it is.
Yeah, he got in that line with all the coupons.
The machine broke, so now they got to go fix it and then start over.
Manager to aisle 3, please. All right. What do you think about this one, Ryan?
I think this one is a good one. It hits him exactly where it hurts, and that is reading.
Yeah, right in the beans. This one will pretty much stop him from doing anything, because it's not that you just can't like use your basic ability to ready. It's you can't use your cards that ready him. Mm-hmm. Nothing. You just cannot ready. That is devastating for Quicksilver.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because there are ways around. If you are exhausted, you have his main ready card.
Always be running,
and then from there you can do other things to keep readying.
Right, because that's the thing with him is, if you did like exhaust for some reason, you could always be ready, always be running to ready, and then do the activation to get your basic activation or benefit from him for that turn.
Yeah.
His ability.
Yeah. And it is important to note, because he can ready during his defense, you potentially are up already. So you're probably going to choose to go down, exhaust, and remove it from the game.
Right. Yeah, this is one I would say probably 9 times out of 10, you probably want to just exhaust to remove it. Because then you can still hopefully ready with some other means during your player phase.
Yeah, yeah. So I say that's the, I guess, thing against it, is that there's a good chance you're going to be ready. So if you see this, it says exhaust your identity, you cannot ready, you're probably like, well, if I'm going to have to exhaust anyways, might as well flip down and exhaust.
Right. Yep. This is one that you want to take advantage of that. And hey, while you're down in Alter Ego, he's got a decent Alter Ego ability too. So.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got a great support with his, I forgot what it is. It's like Star Labs. I think that's DC.
Serval Industries, something like that?
Yes. The Industries. Yep. And that's a pretty good support, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good player kit.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right. Where are you placing this on the list?
If it hits, I'm going to say this one's probably a 4. It's going to completely wreck your turn if for some reason you can't exhaust to get rid of it.
I do agree that if it hits you, it's a turn killer. It would be a 4. But I think majority of the time you should be able to get rid of it because he readies so often. So I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
That's not a hot take, is it?
No. No, I can see your point. 9 times out of 10 is probably a 3. It's that 10th times it's a 4. Yeah.
But either way, the obligation's doing what it's supposed to do, which is get you exhausted.
Right.
Either really bad or not as bad.
I mean, it could have been like slip on a banana peel. Like that could have been his obligation.
That would also be a really good one.
All right, Ryan. We've gone through one twin. Let's move on to the next one.
Yes. So this one is really interesting and actually caused a great stir among the community. Scarlet Witch. Wait, Scott, is there a mess up? Is there an extra card obligation?
There's something wrong with my player kit. I got two obligations here, right?
No. Yes, don't throw it away, people. It is a second copy of Slipping Sanity. Because Miss Scarlet Witch, she's got two of these. Ooh. Dun, dun, dun. So that was fun to see all those posts. Like, oh, no. And it's like, nope, you're right. There's two.
Yep, there are two.
And this one's interesting. So it's got a 3 boost, which is higher than most.
Yep. I think before this, it's just been Mr. Hulk. So.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
So this one is very similar to a lot of them. You may flip to Alter Ego, choose Exhaust Wanda, and remove the obligation from the game. Or you can discard the top 5 cards of the encounter deck. For each icon, little star icon, in the boost area, discarded this way, place 1 threat on the main scheme. Then discard the obligation. Mm-hmm. So Scarlet Witch's whole thing is she's milling the encounter deck to make her stronger using the boost icons. So it kind of fits with what she's doing in a way, milling it and just trying to get that the encounter deck to deck out and get that acceleration token.
Yeah. I agree with you on the milling part. I don't think that the star icon is like that bad. I mean, there are some encounter modular sets that I guess are very boost ability heavy, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's like that bad. I don't think you probably get more than like 2 on average.
I was going to say it's maybe you're probably really, yes, you're probably looking at 3 at the most regularly. Probably more like 2 or 1.
Right.
And it could whiff completely. So.
Yeah. And then it's just the milling that you've dealt with. And
yep.
And then it goes back into the deck.
Yep. Which I guess it makes sense that it's not like devastating because there are 2 of them. And it's got that 3 boost. So
that's what I was going to key in on is the couple of interesting things I like. Like, even if you flip an exhaust to get rid of the obligation, you're only getting rid of 1 of the copies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost like to your advantage to keep it in there because, you know, with how her player kit works, she wants those big boost icon cards to like mill and use her abilities with. The card abilities. So it's a double-edged sword.
And she's a pretty strong thwarter. So it really isn't terrible to have some threat placed on the main scheme. But really, the big damage is just milling the encounter deck faster.
Right.
So it would be very interesting to have her play with Deadpool, who also wants to do the same thing.
Yeah. That would be an interesting game.
So, but yeah, I don't see this one as devastating as others. It's going to be a little lower on my ranking.
All right.
So I guess I should probably say.
Yeah. So what is that ranking, Ryan?
I think I'm going to give it a... Oh. I think I was about to say two.
Oh.
But then I realized because there are two of them, I'm probably going to give it a three.
Three. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Same thing. There's two of them. It has the potential to accelerate the acceleration in the game. So there's that balance when playing with her of milling too many cards too fast. So
yeah, because she wants to have those three boosts in the encounter deck, but she doesn't want them to be encounter cards for her.
Right.
She wants to use those for the three boost. Yeah. And so if she's getting them, it's not great.
Yeah, she wants those for molecular decay.
Yeah. Oh man, that one's fun. Her hex bolt is so fun.
So, little trivia question: do you know how many copies of hex bolt she comes with?
Does she come with four?
That's a good answer. That is correct. Four.
It's a little insane how she has four.
Yeah, and her brother comes with four copies of his big card.
That's right. Running. That's right. That's why they're twins.
They're twinsies.
I have played a game. I think we played, it was a while back, where I played Hexbolt and like either drew into one or already had one in my hand and then played Hexbolt again and then played it again just because I had like the setup to be able to pay for it. And it was insane. There's so many discarded cards.
Yeah.
But I was able to do so much with it.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch is one to always just kind of play a fun game with. You're like, yeah. Holy cow. Like, at first when I played her, I was like, I'm not really big into the whole risk-reward. But she is one of those risk-reward characters that once you play her a time or two, you're like, this is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does a good balance of the risk-reward, where it's not... It's not too devastating.
Yeah. It was well designed.
Yep. Yeah. So I thought it captured. I think the obligation captures the Scarlet Witch feel.
Yep. Her slipping sanity.
Yep.
All right, Ryan. Final question. Out of the three we've talked about tonight, which is the one you would want to get?
Probably Scarlet Witch, honestly.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Need for Speed.
You'd rather get Need for Speed?
Yeah, because I was just exhausting to get rid of it.
That's true.
I mean, I guess you can just take one damage with Red Dreams.
I mean, but Wanda has the same ability as Quicksilver. It's so true.
You do benefit down, exhaust, flip down and use the ability. That. Yeah.
If you're playing Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, then both of their obligations get less bad because your alter ego ability goes up.
Yeah, right.
It's awesomeness.
Yep.
So you're like, yeah, heck yeah, I'll flip down. No problem.
Right. All right. Well, Ryan, that gets us through, I think, wave two. We're just cruising along with these obligations.
I know. Now, I'm sure the fans are like, yo, when are we getting some Age of Apocalypse? Believe us, we are working on it. We're almost there.
It's coming, yeah.
And we've encountered some delays, as we've spoken in previous episodes, and also just life happens. So
that's right.
But we're almost there.
We're getting there. Yep, we are hunting apocalypse through time. We'll get there.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Scott hated it all. He hates it.
That's right. Hot take.
No. Just kidding.
Just kidding. All right.
Or am I?
Or is he? Nah, I'm not your Scott. I'm just kidding. Okay. Mm-hmm. Multiverse podcast right now.
I'm slipping into insanity right now.
All right, well, let's wrap this one up. If you guys want to tell us which obligation you would get out of these three, or would want to see out of these three, let us know. Reach out to us at marvelchampionspod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts about these three. And if you just want to ask us a question, reach out to us. We'd love to talk about and do a chat with champs section.
Yeah, or if you have a better idea of an obligation for one of the heroes that we discussed today or previously, shoot that our way as well.
Yeah. And as always, if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks.
Stay sane.